Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Coach to Career Vitality with Victoria Crispo. This is a Life Coach Radio Network online radio show, and I am pleased to announce that this is my debut as part of the network. Today's episode is sponsored by Audible, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/livecoachradio. So, a little bit about me and my purpose. I am a career coach working at Career Services USA, based in New Jersey. We are broadcasting live today from New York, actually. And I have been working on coaching with various clients for over 12 years. I got my start at a college where I worked with students and recent graduates of all different majors. And we worked on a lot of the practical aspects of the job search, which I will get into in a little bit. Now, as I said, I do work at Career Services USA, where I provide coaching and resume writing assistance, along with a host of other things, to individuals at all different levels of their careers. A little bit about what's the purpose of my show and what need did I want to serve. I wanted to provide a forum where I could take all of the knowledge about the career search and job preparation and use it and present it in a way that is fun and easy for job seekers to implement. I wanted to be able to hear firsthand some of the problems that job seekers around the country are facing and coach them through developing solutions. So this show is certainly supposed to be interactive, and if you would like to call in with a question, I do encourage you to do that. You can reach me at 646-716-9397. Again, that's 646-716-9397. So through the spoken word, I feel we create community, a support system, and I really invite you all to participate. Now, this show is not going to be just about job searching. There's a lot of other things that we will get into. I like to have a holistic approach. And basically, while searching for a job can be a job, it does not have to be your life. So some of the other things that I will be talking about during this show will focus on what to do and how to make the most of that in the meantime, space of time while you're job searching, and also how to reignite your zest for life and explore your areas of interests and hobbies, whatever those might be. So really taking some time to focus not just on the job search, but all the other things that make you a whole person and really allow you to express yourself in whatever way you choose to do that. I may mention resources for finding fun in your areas of interest, finding fun events that you can go to, which serves a dual purpose of not just expanding your horizons and getting yourself out there, but also presenting some potential opportunities for networking. And I will definitely be devoting a full show to networking and networking tips. But my focus is always on the relationship building and how to make networking not seem so much like networking as opposed to your standard go to an event and hand out your business card and hope somebody gets in touch with you, or when you contact that person that they are willing to speak with you. So we will have some chats about how to do that in the most effective way. The next thing that I will focus on in this show is how to, again, explore, and the way that I really enjoy doing that is using all of the senses. And so part of my work will actually touch upon how to hone your own senses as well. So this show, again, is not going to be just how to write your resume and the technical terms, et cetera, et cetera. While those are important, and we will certainly get to that, I may share a recipe with you that will ignite your taste buds. I might suggest a piece of music to listen to, invite you to wear a particular fabric, urge you to reflect on the effects that making those changes or experiencing those things have on your daily life. So it's really about opening yourself up to the possibilities and to start feeling again rather than just going through the motions. Because a lot of times, especially if you are job searching and maybe you're currently unemployed, it is very easy to just get into the motions of things and not really experience all the things that used to make you happy and bring you joy. So we'll definitely do a little bit of work in that regard, and I promise that that will be some of the fun parts. So with all that being said, we will dive in a little bit to the career coaching aspect and how I work with clients. As I'm sure you all know, one of the things that job seekers do is engage in online job searching. So that tends to rely on searching one of the many search engines that are out there, or many of the job search websites that are available to you, finding jobs that you're interested in, setting up a free account, posting your resume, and in many cases, clicking submit on the job description. And it becomes this rote, monotonous process of just clicking submit and hoping that that your resume will be considered for one of the positions. So a lot of the work that I do actually focuses on getting away from that approach and really customizing your application for each job. And it can certainly be time-consuming, but in the long run, it definitely helps. It really is about quality as opposed to quantity. So some of the things that I work on with clients is taking a look at the job description and assessing it against their resume. So kind of comparing the two and figuring out what areas fit and what might be missing. So if you were to use any job that you find and do this as an exercise and compare the job responsibilities that are listed to the points that you have on your resume and see how well that they match. And if they don't match, but you do know that you have a lot of the experience that is listed in the job description, it really pays to take an extra few moments and figure out ways to strategically get the information on your resume so that it really fits that job description a little bit better. So again, it definitely sounds time-consuming, but as you develop this muscle and you become used to this type of approach, it does become a lot easier. I also recommend to my clients that they keep almost a master list of all the different types of bullet points that they've used so that they can use them for reference again whenever they may need to. And I think that that's a really important thing to do and definitely makes the process a lot easier and more streamlined, and it'll take a lot less time. So definitely a fan of doing that. Some of the other things that we will be talking about in future shows is what else you can do aside from just your average online job search. There are a lot of other ways to find work, and I'm sure it's become very commonplace to know that a lot of jobs are not found by just going online and clicking submit, and that there are many jobs that are actually unpublished, and yet they still get filled. So we will talk about how to, again, develop your networking strategies and your relationship building and some other things that you can do to get yourself out there, develop a name for yourself, kind of develop a personal brand for how you want to present yourself to potential employers. So that is something else that we will be focusing on throughout the different episodes that I will be hosting. And it should be a fun and interesting process as you explore yourself and your strengths and figure out the best way to market yourself to potential employers. So again, if anybody has a story that they would like to share about their experiences, particularly in this case with online job applications, I invite you to give a call at 646-716-9397. And we also have a chat room, so if you are more comfortable doing so, please do feel free to just send a chat, and I can certainly ask your question over the air in that way instead. And while I wait for that, let's talk a little bit about how to actually develop your resume. So this can, again, definitely be very time-consuming. I certainly recommend that you possibly do this with a career coach, someone who is just really well-versed in the type of work that you do. So if that's a couple of friends who you've been talking to about the types of jobs that you've had, you know, whether you love your job or hate your job, I'm sure that there are some people who you have been telling the stories of your workplace to. So use the time that you can to ask them questions about, you know, what they remember about some of the things that you talked about. What are the highlights that you've mentioned? What are the things that you would say that you are proud of that you did at work? The thing that's really, really important to focus on is to make sure that resume is really accomplishment-based. And from what I've been seeing, I think that the trend is definitely going towards that being the standard, as opposed to just listing job responsibilities or tasks that you've done, but really quantifying those experiences to show what you've actually done and how you've contributed to the organization. And those are definitely some really important things to make sure that your resume illustrates. So when you sit down to write it, definitely make sure that you have a strong base of your strengths, your accomplishments, and really put the focus on those areas rather than the more simple things. For example, if you were a cashier, you don't have to say that you worked the register. But if you worked at a place where it was typical for you to see over 300 customers in any given shift, that might be something that you want to put on your resume. Also, what I usually recommend is, well, it's great to have something started before you actually get to the point where you want to send out your resume for the applications. I definitely think it's a great idea to start out with a first draft that just gets your thoughts down on paper, and you have something as a guide that you can reflect on. After that, before you get too entrenched in finalizing your resume, start taking a look at the actual job descriptions. And this is important because you want to make sure that you are targeting your resume to the types of jobs that you are looking to obtain. So you can have a fantastic sounding resume, but if it doesn't fit the job qualifications, it might be more of a detriment to you. So even though it might say great things about you, you want to make sure that it's the great things that the organization is going to care about, which brings me to another point. When you are applying for a job, you want to make sure that everything that you say reflects the needs of the organization. So rather than talk about what you are seeking in a job, while that is important, and I'm a big proponent of self-reflection, and I find that to be extremely important, especially in a job search, but remember that the hiring manager's top priority is to fill that position with someone who is going to be able to efficiently get the job done. So definitely keep those things in mind when you are writing your resume. And again, my other point, which I say over and over again, is to definitely make sure that you get a couple of different sets of eyes on your resume. I would say several, but even two or three, just to make sure that it makes sense, it actually describes the work that you've done accurately, and that it presents the story that you want to tell about your accomplishments. We're going to take a short break right now, and while we are doing that, I would like to announce that Live Coach Radio Network and the Coach to Career Vitality podcast is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audiobook and a 1 month trial of the service. Again, that URL is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. One of the first books I listened to on Audible was Anthony Bourdain's Kitchen Confidential, which I found to be a really interesting chronicle of his career in various restaurants and the extremely colorful people who he met along the way, himself being one of them. I laughed. I learned a little bit about the restaurant business. I learned about food. It was a great read, and always nice to hear a little bit about someone's career path. One of the other areas that I focus on in coaching is confidence. In my work, I touch upon this a lot with job seekers who have an upcoming interview, but it's really important at every step of the way. If you're feeling your confidence waning, you might be less motivated to even apply for jobs. And then it becomes this vicious cycle of, you know, I feel a bit insecure about myself. I'm not really comfortable applying for jobs, so I'm just not going to do it. And then you get stuck because you still don't have a job. And then where do you go from there? So, again, it becomes a cyclical problem which needs a solution. So one of the things that I like to focus on with my clients is building confidence in all areas of life, but, of course, focusing specifically on interviewing. So one of the other facets of the show will be working on some exercises for amping up your confidence. It's definitely one of my favorite topics, so we will be talking about this a lot. One of the things that I like to do when I am feeling a bit of a drain on my confidence is to think about some of the times when I felt especially confident. And again, getting back to the idea of using your senses, I think about, you know, what was the temperature? What time of year was it? What was I wearing? Was there a particular smell in the air? And all of these things helped to bring me back to that time where I was feeling really confident. And I just take a look at it and figure out, you know, what was I doing that made me feel more self-assured? And then whatever works best for you, if it's journaling, writing it down, talking to a friend, just mentally thinking about it and taking a mental note, but taking all of that and bringing it into the present so that you can feel that confident feeling again. So that's just one exercise that I like to use that I find is typically effective. But of course, we'll work on some other things as we progress with the show and all of the different episodes. And of course, I will have some different guests on talking about their particular areas of expertise and their advice on modern job searching and how to keep yourself sane throughout the job search. So we will be having a fun series of talks on air. And again, I invite you to participate in whatever way you choose, whether it is to call in for a question or a comment, or use the chat feature, or you may want to listen to the recorded version of the show and reflect back to some of the things that we've talked about and perhaps share it with a friend. So there's a lot of different things that we can do to really help you in your job search. And I also want to mention, I have been talking specifically and using the term job search, but a lot of the tactics that I employ when I work with clients can also be used if you are looking to get a promotion. So it might not be a completely different job, or you might not need to go to a different company, but you might actually be looking for a promotion, you know, or whatever the next step is for you in your career. So something internal at a company where you already work. And a lot of the things that I suggest for the job seeker can be used for someone who is looking for a promotion. I also think that for anyone who is interested in entrepreneurship or freelancing, a lot of the tactics and tools can be very similar, particularly in regards to marketing yourself. So while the focus is on career coaching and job search, there are a lot of relevant points that can be useful regardless of what area in life you actually are in right now. And of course, there is something to be said about the idea of, you know, always taking inventory of where you might want to go next and what will be a good move for you. So even if you are currently employed, there might be something else that is calling to you that you want to explore. And the tips that we talk about and the strategies that we use are certainly things that you can use as well. So that is another area that we can focus on. And I'm sure it will be an exciting time, regardless of what type of change you might be currently experiencing or will be experiencing in the near future. So I have been enjoying my opportunity to speak to you all and give you a little taste about what I do, and a little bit about how I got here and what my interests are. Again, just to recap, I did get my start at a career development center at a college, and I worked mainly with undergraduate students and also recent graduates. And we worked on all aspects of the job search, resumes, cover letters, customizing the cover letters to the job or internship opportunities, interviewing techniques. I ran several different mock interview programs, which were daunting for the students, as I'm sure that they are for anyone. But the feedback was always that it was actually very, very helpful for them, and they wished that they had done it sooner. So that is something else that I invite you all to do. If you're not sure how to do that, you can enlist the help of a career coach. There may be a job search support group in your area where you can get some assistance with this. Or we can actually do a couple of mock interviews right on the show. So if you are listening now and would be interested in doing a mock interview for a future show, feel free to call in, or you can contact me after the show at vcrispo@careerservicesusa.com, and I will spell that for you. It's V like Victoria, C-R-I-S like Sam, P like Peter, O, at careerservicesusa.com. So again, if you're interested in doing a mock interview, I invite you to take the opportunity and get some tips about how you can improve your interviewing skills and really getting across the main points that are going to be most important for your interviewer to know about your job experience. So with the interview, there's two really important components. There's the idea of having the right content in your responses, and then there's also the delivery of that content. So those are the two areas of focus. These days, you will probably find that the interview process can be a little bit different from what you may have remembered from even 7, 10, 15 years ago. It is becoming a bit more customary for group interviews to take place, and that would be where there's actually more than one interviewee at a time, which presents a different set of challenges. Not that they are unable to be overcome, but it's important to have the tools and be able to expect that could be a reality in your next interviewing experience. So knowing how to maneuver through that type of interview and make sure that you have enough FaceTime and airtime with your interviewers, but that you're not hogging the conversation, because obviously that is going to send a message to those in a position to hire you. If you're talking over all of the other candidates, that's certainly not something that they are going to want to see, unless it's perhaps if it's a cutthroat type of job where that's to be expected. So that's one type of interview that's becoming a lot more commonplace. And then the other type is the panel interview, where you are the only person being interviewed in the room, but you're being interviewed by more than one individual at a time. And I think this is the one that job seekers are a bit more familiar with, but it can be a bit scary all the same. So knowing what to expect in those types of interviews is very important. Also, of course, there is the phone interview, and understanding the nuances that are involved in that. Just a couple of tips for now. Some of the things that I usually recommend is that even though it's a phone interview and they won't be seeing you, get dressed up anyway. You may not necessarily have to put on a full suit and get yourself all made up and everything, but even if it's a modified version of what you would wear on an actual interview, I think it really helps in putting yourself in that mindset of, I set aside this time for a professional experience, and I need to present myself in the best way possible. So that's something else that I would recommend that you do, is if not going in an actual suit, but just some type of modified version of that, I think would definitely behoove you. The next thing that I need to talk about regarding interviews is the Skype interview, which is somewhat similar to an in-person interview in that your interviewer will actually be able to see you. So definitely keep that in mind. Some of the things that I've noticed with novices to Skype or any type of webcam program is that rather than looking into the camera, the person is looking at the person to whom they are speaking, so looking on their own computer screen at the other person, which feels like it should be the natural thing to do, is to look at the person, but that does not translate on that person's computer in that way, and a lot of times it will look as if you are either looking down or up instead of directly at the person. So it's important to look more fully into your own camera rather than at the image of the person that you're seeing on your screen. So it's just one little tip with Skype. Some other things that I usually tell my clients is to make sure that you are in a quiet room. If you live in an urban area and you have your windows open, you might want to rethink that. I can't tell you how many webinars and video seminars I have seen where there is a lot of outside activity going on, construction vehicles, sirens, emergency vehicles going by. So you definitely want to be mindful of those aspects and make sure that you pick a really quiet space where you won't be disturbed and someone is going to come in and open the door, whatever it may be. Also, make sure that you are aware of what your background is as far as what is physically behind you that can be seen in your camera's vision. So if you have posters of a questionable nature that may have any type of profanities or things that you may not necessarily want a potential supervisor to see, you want to make sure that you pick a wall that is plain and does not show anything that might cause your interviewer to second-guess you as a candidate. So definitely keep that in mind. This one may be a bit harder to work around, but also keep in mind that sometimes the very white, plain wall will have you looking washed out. So you may want to, if you can, temporarily hang something up so that it's a little bit easier to see you and you don't get washed out from the very white walls. Sometimes in apartments, they tend to be, standard. Just keep the walls white, which is great for your landlord, I suppose, but not for your Skype interview. So those are just a couple of little tips, specifically on video interviewing and also phone interviewing. So, The main thing to keep in mind is that your content is going to be the same. So regardless of what type of interview you have, whether it's in person, over the phone, over Skype, what you present to your audience should be the same, and you should be presenting your very best you in a way that really reflects what the company needs and addresses their needs in a way that shows you to be extremely competent in being able to get the job done. So that's a little bit about interviewing. I will definitely be saving the networking piece for a future show. And we will at some point also get into negotiation tactics, which is definitely another scary thing that job seekers experience. It's very exciting to get to the point of being selected as the top candidate, and then you have to go through the process of how do I negotiate for the best salary. So that is something that we will work on together and talk about. And, of course, there's a lot of different things that you can do when you're negotiating. It's not just about a monetary amount, so it's definitely important to keep that in mind and figure out some creative ways to get the things that you need and the tools that you need if the company that is looking to hire you cannot necessarily cannot deliver as far as your ideal salary. So we'll definitely get into talking about that. Interview dress is always an interesting topic. And that is very specific, can be very specific to the industry that you're in. So there's only so much that I can say about that without really putting the focus on just one particular type of industry. So I'll give you a little taste of what's typical in some of the different arenas that you may encounter. And then I will certainly give you some resources for where you can go for more information. And again, like I said earlier in the show, I will definitely be focusing on how to improve your confidence and enhance your outward demeanor and also your inward emotional state as far as really feeling comfortable and confident and feeling like you are able to do the job at hand. So I am looking forward to having an interesting series of Blog Talk radio shows, and I invite you to participate in whatever way you wish, of the ways that are available to us at this time. If you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to like our Facebook page, which is Life Coach Radio Networks. So please feel free to give us a look and a like, and you'll be able to hear about not only my upcoming shows, but the shows of all the other coaches on the network. And I look forward to presenting more to you and getting to know my listeners. Thank you so much for spending this time with me, and I hope you have a great evening.